This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website. It has a slightly different address this time, gospel2africa.com/contact. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs, present programs, and Pastor Terry Priestap has written over 50 Bible blog articles that help you in your Christian life. Our website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page, which again is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. In our previous program, I discussed an attribute of God, and that is His holiness. This week, another divine attribute, the wrath of God. This is a hard concept for many people to handle. We prefer to think of God as loving and merciful and kind, but along with the holiness of God, it follows naturally that God must judge sin. Wrath is defined as the emotional response to perceived wrong and injustice, often translated as anger, indignation, vexation, or irritation. Both humans and God express wrath, but there is a vast difference between the wrath of God and the wrath of man. God's wrath is holy and always justified. Man's is never holy and rarely justified. In the Old Testament, the wrath of God is a divine response to human sin and disobedience. Idolatry was most often the occasion for divine wrath. Psalm 78 describes Israel's idolatry. The wrath of God is consistently directed towards those who do not follow His will. Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 6 reads like this. Why do the nations rebel? Why are the countries devising plots that will fail? The kings of the earth form a united front. The rulers collaborate against the Lord and His anointed king. They say, let's tear off the shackles they've put on us. Let's free ourselves from their ropes. The one enthroned in heaven laughs in disgust. The Lord taunts them. Then He angrily speaks to them and terrifies them in His rage, saying, I myself have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. The Old Testament prophets often wrote of a day in the future, the day of wrath, as in Zephaniah 1:14-15. The Lord's great day of judgment is almost here. It is approaching very rapidly. There will be a bitter sound on the Lord's day of judgment. At that time, warriors will cry out in battle. That day will be a day of God's wrath, a day of distress and hardship, a day of devastation and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and dark skies. God's wrath against sin and disobedience is perfectly justified because His plan for mankind is holy and perfect, just as God Himself is holy and perfect. God provided a way to gain favor, divine favor, and that is repentance, which turns God's wrath away from the sinner. To reject that perfect plan is to reject God's love, mercy, grace, and favor, and instead to incur His righteous wrath. The New Testament also supports the concept of God as a God of wrath who judges sin. The story of the rich man and Lazarus speaks of the judgment of God and serious consequences for the unrepentant sinner. Read Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. John 3:36 says, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. The one who believes in the Son will not suffer God's wrath for his sin, because the Son took God's wrath upon himself when he died in our place on the cross." Those who do not believe in the Son, who do not receive Him as Savior, will be judged on the day of wrath. Romans 2, 5-8 says, "But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourselves in the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment is revealed. He will reward each one according to his works. Eternal life to those who by perseverance in good works seek glory and honor and immortality, but wrath and anger to those who live in selfish ambition and do not obey the truth but follow unrighteousness. For to us to know freedom from the domination of wrath, the believer needs the Holy Spirit to sanctify and cleanse his heart of feelings of wrath and anger. Romans 8 shows victory over sin in the life of one who is living in the Spirit. Philippians 4, 4-7 tells us that the mind controlled by the Spirit is filled with peace. The wrath of God is a fearsome and terrifying thing. Only those who have been covered by the blood of Christ, shed for us on the cross, can be assured that God's wrath will never fall on them. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? That's Romans 5:9. Now some people have wondered this. If God knew that Adam and Eve, back in the book of Genesis, would sin, why did God create them? The Bible says that God created all things, including us, for Himself. He is glorified in His creation. From Him and through Him and for Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. That's Romans 11:36. It may be hard to see how Adam and Eve's falling into sin could bring glory to God. In fact, some might even wonder why, if God knew ahead of time all the troubles they would cause, why He made them in the first place. But God is omniscient. He knows everything, and He knows the future. Take a look at Psalm chapter 139 sometime, especially the first six verses. In Isaiah 46, 9 and 10, it says, "Remember what I accomplished in antiquity. Truly I am God, I have no peer. I am God, and there is none like me, who announces the end from the beginning, and reveals beforehand what has not yet occurred, who says, 'My plan will be realized, I will accomplish what I desire.'" So He definitely knew that Adam and Eve would sin, but He created them anyway and gave them a free will with which they chose to sin. We must carefully note that Adam and Eve's falling into sin does not mean that God is the author of sin or that He tempted them to sin. Read James 1:13. But the fall does serve the purpose of God's overall plan for creation and mankind. The ultimate exhibition of God's glory was at the cross of Calvary, where His wrath, justice, and mercy all met. The righteous judgment of all sin was executed at the cross, and God's grace was on full display in His Son's words, "Father, forgive them," Luke 23:34. God's love and grace are manifest in those whom He has saved, John 3:16 and Ephesians 2:8 and 9. In the end, God will be glorified as His chosen people worship Him for all eternity with the angels. And the wicked will also glorify God as His righteousness results in the eternal punishment of unrepentant sinners, Philippians 2:11. Without the fall of Adam and Eve, we would never know God's justice, grace, mercy, or love. Some raise the objection that God's foreknowledge of the fall damages man's freedom. In other words, if God created mankind with full knowledge of the impending fall into sin, how can man be responsible for his sin? Well, God foresaw Adam and Eve's fall. He created them anyway in his own image to bring glory to himself. They were given freedom to make choices. Even though they chose to disobey, their choice became the means by which God's ultimate will was carried out, and by which his full glory will be seen. Now, the main point for you to take away from this radio program today is this. Are you still under the wrath of God? Have you repented of your own sins, confessing them freely to God? Have you voluntarily submitted your life to the will and control of Jesus Christ? And have you placed your complete trust in the death and resurrection of Jesus to save you for all eternity? If not, you really should do that today, without delay. Jesus, speaking in John chapter 5, said, "I tell you the solemn truth. The one who hears my message and believes the one who sent me has eternal life, and will not be condemned, but has crossed over from death to life. I tell you the solemn truth, a time is coming, and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, thus he has granted to the Son to have life in himself, and he has granted the Son authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man." I'm going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the addresses of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. If you wish to write to us over the Internet, our Internet address has been slightly changed to make it easier for you to write to us through the website. That address is gospeltoafrica.com/contact, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs. We have links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page, and you can find that Facebook page at facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. Our main website address is gospeltoafrica.com/contact. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. And our internet address is gospeltoafrica.com/contact. And you can reach us on Facebook at facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Philippians 2:10 and 11. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.